Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And that Texit Coin today, October 1st, 2025, is sitting right at $4.94 USD. I tell you, they're out there hashing at about 400 gigahashes per second with that mining operation out there in the great state of Texas. And they have signed up 34,391 people to take part and participate in that mining. If you want to get in on this and get a mind share yourself so you're not left behind, you want to get a seat on this rocket before it takes off, because once it's gone, it's gone. Be sure to send an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's T-E-X-I-T-M-I-N-E-S @gmail.com. Include that word palm, P-A-L-M, in the subject line to make sure to get that discount. But go ahead and send that email and they'll get back with you and give you lots of information so you can get in on this Texit Coin. All right, folks, enjoy the show.
Hello there and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be back with you folks again today. And I'm sitting here right beside, it humbles me every day to sit here right beside Dr. Barlow, Professor Barlow. How are you doing today, sir?
Outstanding. You know, it's below 70 this morning, so we're very excited, you know. So.
I'm going to tell you, I recorded 54 this morning. Man. And that's right at, that's the official Palm and Pine Podcast.
From the Palm and Pine Podcast weather station itself.
Right here at the studio.
Got to be almost a record. You know, it's not even the equinox yet in September. And we're getting these great temperatures this year. It'll happen about every decade. We'll have a cool fall. So we're really loving it.
That's the first thing I looked at. The second thing I looked at, after I looked at that temperature, I got that hoodie. I got my hoodie down.
Oh, it wasn't that bad now.
And then the next thing I looked at was that Texit Coin price.
Oh, it's just on a roll right there, folks. That Texit Coin, yes.
Texit Coin. Man, I tell you, Brother Jay Horton, maestro himself, he has sure helped us out on that deal. We want to help other people out with that.
Right,
and
absolutely.
I think, you know, that thing's sitting right at $3.74 USD, and you know, we are not financial advice, but it's an interesting concept, and we are all about individual sovereignty, you know, those kind of things. I firmly believe we're in the fourth turning, and a lot of the things in our society are going to have to change, and I think our monetary system is one of them, and monetary policy.
Right.
So with that, Douglas, I want to remind everyone I'm holding up the Texit Coin.
Right, we're having a big drawing in December. Yes.
Yeah. Right. I think we are the only ones on Earth right now doing a three-eyed Atlas raffle.
A three-eyed Atlas raffle. Right, right. It's coming. You better get right.
We're grateful for the second coming. We are not fearful. We do not live a life of fear. We are grateful. Right. So either
Nor
way.
Nor if it were an alien mothership. We're okay with that too.
Well, I might be a little fearful. But yeah, that thing's coming on around. It's about to leave us and be behind the sun.
Right, it's coming around.
And when it pops back out, that's when we're going to do the raffle.
We're going to do it. We're going to give away this Texit Coin.
This Texit Coin.
Undisclosed amount, you know, so you need to register as a member on Patreon, paid or unpaid. You get put in the drawing. Give us a shout out on social media. You get put in the drawing.
And we've got some people responding, Douglas. I've been tracking it. I do have a spreadsheet.
Okay.
We've got some people that are posting, and all you got to do is share either an episode, a website.
Right.
Give us a shout out,
right,
and you get another entry into this drawing.
Send them a link to our website. And speaking of the website, there's a big link there for the Palm and Pine gear you can get now. You can get cups like this. You can get your 3-Eye Atlas cup, and you can get wonderful hats like this. And
Palm
Steve,
and
I think we might put this hat right here, this beautiful navy blue hat with the orange Palm and Pine. I think we might raffle that off as well. We'll put that in there.
I like that hat. I kind of hated you going to raffle complex.
So we're going to put this new Palm and Pine hat in the raffle too. So we'll have two or three of these raffles. We'll raffle off some gear. We'll have a cup or two we're going to do as well as the Texas coin. So you have many chances to win. If you lose in the one, and you might win in one of the others.
It just feels like every time we announce this, Doug, we got a new prize added to the pot. Like with
absolutely.
You know, now we got a hat. So it's just getting bigger and bigger. And like I say, when old 3-Eye pops around, hopefully there's going to be some happy winners, or it'll be the second coming. One of the two is what we're hoping for. So anyway, but that's what we're looking for today. But yeah. So anyway, what else we got going on out there, Douglas? Anything you know new before we move forward?
Not that I know of, other than this great weather. No, that's all I know right now. So we have some great interviews coming up.
Yeah,
you're going to see, in addition to the ones that we've recently had.
Yeah, and there's been some. There's always events happening out there in the greater world. We're of course a Florida centric podcast, but there's other things happening, and so we got some timely guests. Just through pure serendipity, that we're going to have on the show, and so I think you'll enjoy hearing their perspectives on everything that's happening and going on out there in the world. So, but yeah, I guess so. With that, Douglas, we can just roll right into our kind of our Florida edition of the Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Press Secretary Kaylee Knight?
All right, Professor Barlow, what have you got going on out there?
Well, you know, I learned a little bit from this news story. This happened down in Seminole, and I guess that's near Tampa area, you know. I learned a lot from this particular story, thanks to one gentleman that got a little intoxicated and was found wandering naked, cursing and yelling at motorists as they drove down the street. He was out in the street, and I'll just read the headline.
Oh, now isn't that kind of normal for down there?
Right, right.
I mean, I don't even know if I'm...
Well, this is a special kind of a drunken disorderly. You will see. Drunken disorderly Florida man found busted yelling at traffic in the street naked while drinking Florida man beer.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but there is a company called Cigar City Brewery that makes Florida man beer.
Yeah, that's right there in Ybor City, I bet.
Right.
That's where the cigars are made.
Right, and this man, Seth Johnson, 39, was allegedly yelling at traffic while walking naked in the middle of the street when sheriff's deputies nabbed him. And he has a long list of priors that involve alcohol intoxication. So I think this is that Lima category number one here at play. I think there's a substance abuse problem. But I thought it was interesting that Cigar City Brewery, they describe this beer, this Florida Man beer, or Pale Ale, and I thought I might read it. It's interesting. They say it is brewed with a nearly criminal amount of hops and a moderate bitterness that just about matches Florida Man's general disposition.
There you go.
I guess they're saying Florida Man is nearly criminal. Moderate amount of bitterness.
Now, folks,
I can't argue with that.
Folks, again, there's only one place you're going to get this type of in-depth analysis. Like, you could read this news story yourself.
Right.
But I got a professor here breaking it down for y'all. And this is as much a public service announcement as it is a newscast.
Like, we are a nearly criminal with a moderate amount of bitterness and a little bit of that misogynizing thrown in there.
Yeah. That's Florida Man. And I want to say something else on that, Douglas. Now, here at the Palm and Pine, we are not saying that we're not teetotalers. We're not saying you can't have a drink or you can't do this or you can't do that. In all things, moderation and a little bit of adult responsibility is in order.
Right.
You don't end up running out on the street naked yelling at other motorists.
Right. But you take it too far, you get addicted to those things. And you lose self-control.
You lose self-control. So anyway, I guess they rounded him up.
And he made bond. It wasn't too much. It was like a $100 bond. And I'll just read the list of priors the gentleman had. He has convictions for obstructing police, trespassing, possession of open alcohol, and disorderly intoxication. So all things that somebody with a substance abuse problem would have, guys, out there. So it is very addictive. Alcohol and that meth crack and all that stuff. So you best not to even start
Good gracious. Like,
kind of ruins you all around. Next thing you know, you're out in the middle of the road, naked, yelling at motorists with a Florida Man can of beer in your hand. You know. So.
All right. Well, well, I tell you what. I got just a couple of little things, Douglas. Now, again, I want to reiterate a lot of what we, you know, we're not making any money or anything on this podcast. We're kind of doing this from an altruistic perspective,
to help
our fellow citizens.
Oh, yes.
So a lot of this is just PSA.
We're
letting you know what to look out for out there.
Right.
And we broke that story, Douglas. In fact, you brought it in here. You did all the legwork El Bandito
Numero Uno.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. And so you brought that in here, and we worked that whole deal over. We gave it an in-depth analysis. We gave it Lima categories based on the classification system that we have in collaboration with the Florida Sheriff's Association.
Right.
And we broke that all down for y'all so that when you're in there in Sam's or Costco, we told y'all, we let y'all know. Y'all
keep your head on a swivel.
Keep your head and do that sniff test. When you go to pick up that Spam can, just because it's in a can, you think it's in a can, oh, it's fine.
When Florida man's got to go, he's got to go.
And you, Dr. Barlow, you postulated a hypothesis that maybe there's some kind of weird freaky thing, a freakadeek,
where they
like to whiz on stuff.
Right, or he's got a six-pack of Florida Man beer in him, or a pot of coffee.
Or all of the above. And so, you know, and I got to be honest with you, Dr. Barlow, and as I was listening to that theory, I'm like, no, that can't be true. That is not something that's out there. There's not
people that have sex with chickens and weird things.
Right. I just can't believe it. But I am bringing today another story that provides further evidence here in Florida. We've got a little situation. I don't know if it's the Florida Man beer. Could be that Florida Man beer. Because this story, I don't know what was behind it, but there was some drinking.
Okay,
so it could have been that Florida Man beer. But I'm pulling this little announcement from the Pinellas County Arrest and Mugshot group page.
So
you can go on, you can get on that Facebook, and there's all these groups. You know, that's what Facebook's now mostly these groups. Somehow they let me in the group. I don't know. I told them I lived in Temple Terrace or something. They believe me. All right. But anyway. Pinellas County arrest and mugshots.
That's in Hillsborough County.
Okay. Pinellas County. Well, I told them Temple Terrace right next door. They didn't say that's close enough, right? You might live in Temple Terrace and work in Pinellas
County.
There you go.
Across the Howard Franklin.
Right. Anyway, so they got this guy here, Tyler Capehart. 39 years old.
Old enough to know better.
Not an old man for Florida. Now, here's the thing, too. He's a cameraman, so I thought that was interesting.
Right.
I didn't know we had, we are able to pull
anything
off
to get out of a day's work, Steve.
right. Kind of like podcasting. Because here we are, we're doing this
podcast.
That's
how you interpret that, photographer.
Because we know about that, because our cameraman, he's right there, our cameraman, and he works for us nonstop. Just the lighting a little bit, please. So we know how that cameraman is. But anyway, this young man, 39-year-old cameraman.
A photographer.
Arrested for allegedly, allegedly pissing on clothing at Surf Style in Clearwater. There's that kind of a beachy store.
Expensive.
Surf Style, exactly. You get your Ray-Bans in there.
And I bet that didn't go over well with the proprietor.
Get your Hawaiian shirt, all right? And
I bet they called the sheriff's department.
They called the SO and the police department. And, of course, the investigators, when they started getting on the case, they realized he was drunk. So it could have been that Florida man beer.
Right.
And Now, he was drunk and high, so both got a Florida cocktail going on. And he told them that, no, that's false. He did not urinate on anything in the store.
Okay.
You know, he was like, no way. That's somebody trying to frame me or something.
Okay, right.
So they just went over there real quickly and pulled that SD card out of them CCTV, you know, footage. And here he is, fire hose all over. And it was kind of difficult for him to then question it because unfortunately for him, he's got long hair, which is great. If I could grow long hair, I'd grow long hair.
You ever
see somebody that swims in a chlorine pool a lot and their hair gets green?
Yeah.
Well, his hair is totally green, like a Martian. He might have jumped off that third three-eyed Atlas.
Could have.
He could be part of that three-eyed Atlas coming around.
So he denied it, and the video said something else. So then they could get him for obstruction of justice.
There you go. You know, Resisting arrest, whatever else. I'm not a lawyer. Now we're going to have to get some outside law help sometimes on this show.
So then, what did he say when confronted with the evidence?
I don't think he had a whole lot he needed to say after that point, because again, like there was no refuting the video footage. So fortunately, they got that video.
Well,
footage.
I wonder what were the damages there? You know.
Oh my God, that's an expensive. That's not Dollar General.
No, or Dollar Store.
Then
you got to go wash that stuff or dry clean it or whatever. Yeah,
I guess it ends up at TJ Maxx. I don't know.
Now you got to sniff your clothes and your spam when you go to buy.
Now, basically, folks, that's what we're telling you now.
So the El Bandito Numero Uno has struck again.
Yeah, there's multiple of them.
Multiple. We suspected there would be multiple.
So I think this adds up to some more Lima levels, Douglas, because we got the alcohol, we got the drugs.
Definitely a substance abuse problem.
That's
Lima 1.
Yeah, so we got Lima 1. But also, I think there's something. You were right. I got to come back and say you were correct.
Okay.
There is some kind of freakadeek.
Many a student has said that.
Yeah. Right. Many a student has come back to you.
Professor Barlow, you are correct, sir.
But evidently, there's some kind of freakadeek thing we need to look into these guys.
So there's a little bit of that category, too, mental going on here. Mental.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Absolutely, right.
So we got Lima 1, Lima 2. We don't know about their background or their parents.
They might have had a daddy that whipped that ass.
Yeah, they may have. Or they may not. You know, it could be either of those extremes. Either they didn't get whooping, or they got too many whoopings. but we definitely got something going on, and we're going to look into this, folks, because we are researchers, we're scientists, but evidently these boys are just want to whiz on their... My dog does it. Likes to whiz on things.
But the time of man's 39, he ought to have a little something better to do than to go pissing in a store.
Yeah, because you know, when when you're 3 or 4 years old, you might pull it out and whiz.
When you're 39, wherever. You know, you could mow the grass. Yeah. You know, you can pick up sticks. You can shovel stuff. I mean, there's a lot happening.
There's a lot of different things.
A lot of things you can put your hands on.
Besides,
you're 39.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what. Well, only a couple of other things I got, Douglas, is Three-Eyed Alice.
Yeah, it's coming. Whatever happened to the Bigfoot people? They have not gotten back with us. They're getting on our bad side.
We are going to have to have a call with them. Unfortunately, I'm filming with my cell phone right now, so so they are lucky on this episode. I'm not going to give them a call, but we do need to reach out because I have left emails. I have left voicemails
at
this point.
It's almost like they're fake or something.
Yeah, right. It's like they're not real.
So we have to go out ourselves and investigate the Bigfoot sighting in southern Levy County.
Two skunk apes running around Levy County.
If any
of y'all out there have seen these skunk apes or have anything to bring to the table, we'd love to.
Absolutely. We'd like to interview you.
And you can remain anonymous. We're happy with anons, whatever.
We might have to get in on that. They've been sighted in Dixie County. We'd like to hear from you.
Yep. That three-eyed Atlas, there's more information all the time on that coming out. And then on top of that, and of course I'm getting out there in the universe now because I'm getting out of Florida news.
Okay.
On top of that, last week, NASA had a big press conference. They discovered
How to get more money out of people.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was going to. Now, I was going to build up to that, but you done went right to this chase.
They probably didn't discover a shovel or a hammer or a saw.
A tool you can actually do some work with. No, NASA didn't discover
they
that.
They didn't discover that. What did they discover now?
Well, so yeah, they discovered proof of life on Mars.
Oh.
Right. Now, I don't know if it was a... I don't know if it was an ivory-billed woodpecker. I don't know what they found.
Right, they'd have been up there and found it.
Found life on Mars.
Oh, we'll have to give them some more money next year.
So they're going to need some more funding because they got this proof of life that existed on Mars. Oh, and man. So watch out for that coming up. Okay. There's going to be, we're going to roll another billion into Space Force. While we continue to just get poor down here on these scrub oaks, the government is going to find a way to revive.
That's what that press conference is for.
Revive NASA let's spend another $1 billion supposedly go find life on Mars. Okay, probably an ivory-billed woodpecker or a Carolina parakeet up there flying around. Or a passenger pigeon, I'm sure. All three of them on Mars.
The money flying out of our billfold.
yeah, that's what's going on there.
That's what's going on there.
But, we got some things going to work out for us. We got that Texan coin.
We got that Texan coin flying high, y'all. Get on the right exchange, you can just outright buy the coin.
Yep.
You can Bitcoin. Get those miners if you contact Maestro Horton.
Get them out there. Bitcoin is out there working. That's another good option. There's other ways that you can bypass this nonsense that's going on in our federal government and all levels of government, which is another way of just saying organized crime.
Right. And there's some good investments in crypto. People have made a lot of money, and we don't want people in rural areas getting left behind if there's a chance to make a little money. Mm-hmm. We don't just want the city folks to be doing it. So we want you guys to be informed and know how to buy crypto. If you want to dip your beak in it, know how to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're bringing it to your attention.
It sounds complicated, but it's very simple.
It's very simple
once
you do it once.
It's very easy to do. It's as easy as buying Florida Man beer.
Right. You get you an account, one of those exchanges, Bitmark, one of those
Coinbase
exchanges. Right. Transfer a little money in there, buy you some crypto, watch it grow. You might lose money, who knows, but...
Yep. Yeah,
people have made big money on Bitcoin. The people that got in at the ground level when it started, and they invested. Mm-hmm. They're super mega billionaires now. So that might as well be y'all out here in the country.
Yeah, I'd love to see y'all do it. And a good way to think of it is it's digital gold. So it's the same thing. You're basically preserving and conserving your energy, your wealth, what you have.
Right.
Because if you keep it in fiat, it's melting. It's like if you put a piece of chocolate in the sun.
That's
what you're doing.
And in Texas Coin, it's a younger crypto. Mm-hmm. So it's your chance to get in on the ground floor
early.
Of
get
that.
In early.
It's like an early Bitcoin. You can be one of those investors.
That's right.
And if it grows and if it becomes a popular crypto, you'll be a winner. You'll be a winner out here. It won't just be those folks in the city. Making the money.
Yep, that's right. So we like to keep abreast of those kind of things and look at those kind of developments and bring that to y'all, along with, of course, the slapstick funny stuff that just happens by nature every day here in Florida. So,
absolutely.
So anyway, with that, you got anything else, Dr.
That's
Marlin?
That's it. Yeah.
All right, we'll catch y'all next time and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.